This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Lucius.
I see a mistake, and then I see the top of Broadus's head just bouncing up and down.
He loves
Pause.
It.
Pause.
He just likes to see people struggle.
Oh,
with the
I don't blame him. No. I do too.
I just like how Lucius sometimes will mix the car reads he has. Like,
yeah. It's an easy mistake to make, man.
He's got it on autopilot at this point.
Drive and see the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they changed the copy.
Yeah.
Crap.
All righty. Coming up at 5 o'clock, an edition of Football's Finest is in the making for you. Right now, we got to get the latest on the Rangers. Another busy day out there in Arizona for them, and Woolchuk has your round trip.
Yes, it was a 6-6 tie. This was not in surprise. This was in Scottsdale. They tied at 6 against the Colorado Rockies. The Rangers did get in the spring training debut of Adolis
Garcia.
Missed
an extra point?
Yeah, pretty much. They got the solo bombski from Adolis Garcia's El Bombi goes yard in his first spring training game. Davis Wenzel had an RBI double.
Doing
also
pretty well.
Added an RBI single there in the fourth inning.
Hey, baseball man, tell me about him. What's his...
Baylor kid.
What do we
second round
draft call this?
Hey,
give me
the floor.
Give me the backstory on. Give me the backstory on Wenzel.
Yeah, Wenzel was taken second round out of Baylor. Good player, and he's an infielder though. So right,
he's got
now,
no shot then, right?
He probably. I mean, unless there's an injury, he could get called up.
Okay, but so he's not going to be. He's not going to be with us, right?
I mean, probably not. Probably not. Because you've got, like, I mean, if Josh Young's calf or something for whatever reason, lingers into the season, but it sounds like he's getting close to returning. Maybe that could open the door for Davis Wenzel. But he essentially would be a similar role as, like, Josh Smith and Ezekiel Duran right now.
Okay.
Where he'd be a utility guy.
He's behind those two, though,
yeah,
as far as.
Okay. He is. But Davis Wenzel's another one of these guys where we've talked about at the trade deadline a year ago. You know, he was a name along with Justin Foscue, where the Rangers don't really have a place to play these guys currently that you could use as a trade ship. But Wenzel's having a really good spring.
That's
right
what I'm
now.
Saying. I was kind of curious if he was playing his way onto the club, but I guess not.
Every time we've looked up, he's been making a play at the.
And you know what? Maybe he is. Maybe he's a guy that he's too good for them to say, you know what, he needs to make the big league club. But I bet unless they have a spot, I mean, look, I wouldn't mind a Davis Wenzel over a Josh Smith. I think he's got a better bat.
You shut your mouth about the LSU guy there, please.
I do like Josh Smith. He's a great guy.
Josh Smith's playing okay, right?
Yeah, he's been okay. Yeah. He's been okay.
All right.
But maybe
he's
Wenzel.
He's a world champion, by the way.
He's a hell of a defensive player, and he's great around the base. He's got more speed than Wenzel.
Change
Josh
his
Smith
number.
Does.
We're number 8 now.
Maybe number 8. That's exactly what he needed.
It's helping.
He needed the
coach. There's just so many damn good players. You know, I think just 3 years ago to 6 years ago, Wenzel being an everyday guy, one of your best players out there, be like Solak and Wenzel.
He would. Yeah. Even Blaine Krim is another dude who's been awesome with Frisco. He had another solo home run today, has some good power, but he's going to be in the minor leagues to start the season. Maybe he could be starting for one of these other teams. Ranger observations. Nathan Eovaldi looks ready to rock, and I hope that Evo can stay healthy. 34 years old. Let's go get you yourself a Cy Young this year, shall we? But he's had some
started
really
off
good...
well first half last year, all those strikeouts,
and
a lot
then,
of innings,
you know. And then, of course, in the postseason, he was absolutely dominant.
He was.
So he's looking good this spring, he looks ready to go. Justin Foscue's been absolutely fantastic. He had a couple of well struck doubles in the Rangers B game yesterday. He's hit 350 with a 909 OPS in 20 Cactus League at bats as he tries to get that DH spot. Justin Foscue's been tearing it up. And a guy that I'm really excited about, and he might be the young arm that I'm most excited about at 23 years old, is Mark Church. And there was an awesome write-up. He's a dude who had a really good performance a couple days ago in relief.
Yeah, I had a backstory on him last week.
Yeah, Evan Grant's been all over him. But he's a dude that I think, you know, 18th round pick in 2019, 6'3", 190, the stuff, 94 to 97 mile per hour range. The slider can hit upper 80s. But if there's a guy that maybe one of these young guys like Cody Bradford last year that I'm thinking, okay, he might be the dude to step up for you. I think Mark Church would be the guy that I would bet on.
Yeah, he's had to learn to pitch. He did not start pitching until after his senior year of high school after a bet from his buddy. And then he was like, dang, I'm really good at this. So those are the kind of guys that could be in your system for 3 or 4 years and might be the late bloomer for one reason or another. For him, it would be, you know, position change. And yeah, that, you know, I'm willing to be patient, but I think he has the talent to step into the big leagues at least this year and give him something.
Yeah,
he really does.
I agree, and they're going to need that in the bullpen. We've seen how that can be tough to navigate throughout the course of a season. We mentioned this in the open, but the Pirates' top prospect, Paul Skeens, the number 10 overall prospect in Major League Baseball, depending on what site you look at, but he's going to begin the 2024 season in the minors. Of course, was selected out of LSU. 19 starts as a junior, was 13-2, is absolutely fantastic, but seems like the Pirates just don't want to rush him right now. They're going to slow play this thing. It's possible he gets called up and ends up being a factor for Pittsburgh during the season.
Yeah.
But at least to start off, he's going to be at AAA, will be Paul Skeens.
Are we saving that year, Dawson? Is that
probably
what we're doing?
Okay. Probably. I mean, he's amazing. If I was Paul, I would just ask for the trade right now. Put me in the big leagues day one or trade me, please, because I don't want to be in your jobber organization anyway.
Get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
play.
No disrespect to the Pirates fans. I was a big fan of the Bees in the 90s, and obviously what they laid down in the 70s was amazing, but this is a loser franchise.
Can you name a player from the 70s?
Kent Tekulve.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Relief pitcher.
Very nice.
I thought if you said
no hesitation.
If you said Manny Sanguian, I'd have been even more impressed.
Manny Sanguian.
I don't think I could have gone much farther, Brian.
Roberto Clemente. Rennie Stennett?
Roberto Clemente was the first one that came up, but I didn't know. Was he 70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was.
I could have named him.
Yeah.
That would have, because he's got a whole
Bill day. Blass used to pitch for him. Bruce Keyson. It's amazing how I can remember.
What the hell?
I can remember things from the 70s, and like Lucius would say, I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday.
What did you have for lunch yesterday?
Salad.
Okay.
But it, yeah.
I think you're not giving yourself enough credit.
I'll tell you what, these bags of salad that you can buy, you can really doll them up. You can make them nice.
You know what? I'm surprised you're not chopping up the lettuce and carrots and everything yourself.
No, but you could put protein and stuff in them and make them really, really good.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like those bags of salad from the grocery store with the deli chicken.
Yeah, there you go.
Chop it up, throw it in the bag.
Grade your own cheese, put it in there, put some olive oil on top.
Fantastic.
Well, you don't make your own cheese?
You know what? I've thought about it. I've watched videos on how to make mozzarella. It's a lot of work.
Mozzarella is very challenging.
It's a lot of work.
It does. Yeah. Last thing here as we go around the bases, Bleacher Report put out their top 10 first basemen entering the season. Nathaniel Lowe of your Texas Rangers.
Number 10. It's close.
In a rare misfire by the Rays front office, Lowe was traded to the Rangers in a 5-player deal back in 21. He's hit 276, 359, 441 for a 121 OPS plus over the past three seasons, while averaging 30 doubles, 21 homers, 78 RBIs, and a 2.7 WAR. Won the Silver Slugger 2 years ago, Gold Glove a year ago, 3 years with club control remaining, low-cost, high-production player.
Great guy.
He is. I mean, he's one of the best personalities on the team. Number one ranked first baseman, not a shocker, it's Freddie Freeman of your Dodgers, followed by Matt Olson of the Braves, and then Bryce Harper of the Phillies at number three.
I told you my guy, my Major League Baseball source guy, he told me that Wyatt Langford is the right-handed version of Freddie Freeman.
I love it.
And this is the same guy that told me you're going to love the Jonah Heim trade.
Oh, so he knows.
He knows.
Yeah. This guy is a great source.
This guy,
Man, if we got ourselves a Freddie Freeman,
he goes. We were talking about Jonah Heim. He goes, the part of the trade that you won is the Jonah Heim part.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want it.
He's
been an absolute stud behind the plate and at the dish as well. Looking forward to another big year from Jonah. Probably another All-Star year.
God, I hope so.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
My pleasure.
A little stroll through baseball stories and getting really excited about the Rangers, who are now just 3 weeks and 1 day away from opening day. It'll be a Thursday night game, 6:30 start, 6:00 pregame here on your home of the Rangers, and we're going to be out there having a great time with you. Okay, in addition of football's finest is on deck, what kind of NFL stuff is rattling around over there in your brain, Woolchuck?
Dalton Schultz is talking about the Cowboys culture. Is it like a zoo? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.